Gemara Megillah is oimed on Mordechai's name, Shmoy Mordechai ben Yoir ben Shimi ben Kish. Right? So basically three generations. Yoir, it goes up three generations. Yoir, Shimi, and Kish. So L'mayisim Monoshech. If you want to be Yachasim, go all the way to Yankiv Avinu. How many Doris is it to Yankiv Avinu? 40 Doris. So go 40 Doris up. If you want to go to Yankiv Avinu, go all the way up. If you don't want to go up all the way, so why are you going through three? So if you look in the Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara here, Daf Yud Beis says, Ili Chusikasi, if you're coming to be Miyachas Mordechai, to see where he comes from, Frek the Gemara, Liyachse Ad Binyamin, go all the way up, go to Yanke, go to Binyamin. Elamayish Nohani. So here's the Gemara's Teretz. Zok the Eilike Gemara, what's the Teretz? Eloz of the Gemara, Kulam al Shmoy Nikra. Says the Gemara, Yoir, Shimi, and Kish, the Etzem was Mordechai himself, was a piece of Yoir, Shimi, and Kish. Why? Says the Gemara, Ben Yoir, Ben Sheheir, name you saw, Bitfilosa. He enlightened us with his tefillah. Ben Shimi, Sheshoma Kel Tfilosa. Ben Kish, Shehikish, Oshari Racham, and Viniftacholah. You could find better things than he was a good daven. You want to give him an award at the end of the day, give him a service for being a good daven. I see my son. That's more than that. Does the council mind as well? Shimmy, I don't want to take away. I don't want to take away. Take a shimmy. Shama kill to work. It's Mama Chappelle. It's more Mama Chappelle. From all the assertions of Mordechai, that's what we're bringing out in the Megillah. Another horror we had, which we spoke about last week, was why did we learn the Inyan of Kolo'ima Dova B'Shem Omoy Mevi Gulu Lo'olam Safka from Esther Amalek. That's Oymedover B'Shem Omoy Mevi Gulu. Rather, I'm sure I'll remember, it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? Over there, it's not the Rebbe Elazar of Chanin, it's somebody else. Shtukul Pella, no? That the Sugya of Oymedover B'Shem Omoy Mevi Gulu is not B'Shem Omoy. Shtukul Pella. That the Oymedover B'Shem Omoy is talking to L'Chor and not B'Shem Omoy. The Marsha, a very shver Marsha over here in Megillah. The Marsha says that it could be that Rabbi Elazar Rav Chanina didn't know this Mishnah because it's in Pirkei Avos, it's in Perek Shishi. And Perek Shishi is really Brises. It's not Mishnah. So it could be he rather didn't know. It comes out that the memra of maybe Gul Oilam Nishke Kumavanen is Olam Shapela. I think it's more misdavah to learn, like there's another Marsha, Rav Chanina was actually a Tana. Rav Elazar was an Amoy, Rav Chanina was a Tana. So it could be Rav Chanina really is the Tana from Pirkei Avos. But over there it just says it's Tomo. Over here in the memra of maybe Gulu Lo'olam, it Dafka said Rav Chanina. That would be a more easy to understand that Dimyan. So what do we do with this Gantz and Cholent? And there's another 30 kashas you could ask, at least, that I could think of. That are all going to the same place. All going to go to the same place, the same Yisoid. What's the Yisoid? So I want to tell you a simple Yisoid, and we'll understand now Esther Amalka, Moini Yimei Hashabbat, the whole thing will, from beginning to end, we'll have a whole different Havot. We know that the Yisoid of Amalek comes from two roots. There's two root causes for Amalek. The Chazal tell us. Two root causes. One cause of Amalek is Mikra, Asher Korcho Baderech, which means that Amalek was koifer in Hashgachas Hashem. More than anybody else. More than anybody else. Even by Spitz, by Kriyas Yamsuf. No moigu kol yoish vekanon, Amalek kiras hambatya. Amalek came even when the whole world was enthralled with Rabbeinu Shalala. Amalek came to kiras hambatya. That's why it's a lashon of mikra, asher korcha. Lashon mikra. Mikra means something just happens. Like yiselchu imi bekeri. Means you don't believe in Ashgocha. So Amalek, that is Amalek. That's the spitz of Amalek. That's Amalek. The second Amalek is Bein Adam Machaber. Chazal tells him the Sechas and Hedron that Tzadi Tet. So the Elmi remembers the figure we brought it down always with Kabi Shvoich Manas. The Gemara says that it says, what do we know about Amalek's origin? Shua, what was Amalek's Baba's name? You remember the Pelegish of Esau? Simna. The Simna hoisa Pelegish le'lipas ben Esau, va'teled lo'yas Amalek. Right? So the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin Sarites says that the reason why the Torah tells us all of this, there's a reason. Amalek came from Simna Bedavka. You know why? Because Simna came to be Megayer, Miss Gayeris. She wanted to be Miss Gayer. She wanted to marry into Klal Yisrael. She came to Avraham. She came to Yitzchok. She came to Yankov. They all turned her down. She must have been a real crank. Because Avraham Avinu didn't exactly have very strict policy who he's Megayer. Right? Or sorry, Menu. So she must have been... she must have been a real crank. And Lamaisa, the others knew what they were doing. And they didn't take her. She said, you know what, if I can't get in with the good guys, I'll go be a Pelegish to Eliphaz ben Esau. Zok te gimore. Nofak mimenu Amalek de tzairinu li Yisrael. Memela from her came out Amalek. That was Messiah Klal Yisrael. Why? My time de lo yibaye. What a Gemara. They shouldn't have pushed her away. I'm your Pella. Mama's your Pella. No? Pella. First of all, the others? Think the others? So you have to medayik in the Gemara. The medayik. What do you have to medayik in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say, Iboyeluhu lekarva. The statement in the Gemara. Because Shitaka wasn't right. The others were right. But Epis, when they pushed her away, they gave her a good push. So the mamish pushed her. Do you know the one who supported this mice made the biggest disservice on me? The one who supported the whole coil in England. In mamish in the earlier days, after the war, was a wealthy Jewish banker. He was a traditional banker. He wasn't even a fumiha. On Purim, one year, the chevra of the koil went to him when they were shtickle lebedik, and they said, tell us, what made you support a koil? What gave you the umph to support a koil, a traditional Jew? So I'll tell you why. He says, when I was a kid, my mother wanted me to go to Raden to learn by the Chofetz Chaim. And Lamaisa, I was not holding by learning the Raden. I didn't know how to read a good blot gemara. I didn't fit into Raden. Right? So Mamela, perhaps his mother should have sent him to Eretz Yisrael. To one of the Shana Aleph bases in Eretz Yisrael. We'll still get him started, get him to learn the basics. But she sent him to Raden. Raden? Raden? It was the cream of the crop. So, Chofetz Chaim speaks to the boy in learning and he sees he can't make it into the yeshiva. So now the Yungalite are even more confused. So you didn't make it into Raden, that's why you support a koil? You don't feel good when you don't get in. So you took an interview in Raden and the Chofetz Chaim said you're not for the yeshiva, that's the middle of it. He says, well, let me finish the story. He said, the Chofetz Chaim told me, you know, I still have to grow in learning, I have to mitzvah Shem. One day I'll be able to come. I have to advance. Chofetz Chaim said, where are you sleeping tonight? He said, I don't know. He said, you're sleeping by me. The Chofetz Chaim lived in a little hovel. If you ever saw a picture of the Chofetz Chaim's hovel, took him into his house. He said, he put me upstairs. There was a room upstairs, a bedroom. Put me up there. Probably it was somebody's bedroom. Chofetz Chaim probably moved around one of his kids. And in Europe, in Eastern Europe, middle of the night, it was freezing. They didn't have heating systems. There's usually a fireplace. The house was freezing. So the guy says, in the middle of the night, the door opens, and I see a short person walk in the room. He thinks I'm still sleeping. And he takes a coat, and he puts it on top of my body. I should be warm. It was a Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was so poor, they had no blankets. He took a coat, took a winter coat, that maybe he was using for himself. He put on this guy's. He shouldn't be cold. This is a bocher who he didn't take in. So he looks at the younger light. He goes, Rabbeisai, that coat, Yenamantel, that coat that the Chofetz Chaim put on me, kept me warm for Torah my whole life. I have a warm kite for Torah till today from that coat of the Chofetz Chaim. Yenamantel. I heard a story from Rav Bunim, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Amos Bunim. He said, over this Maisa. But anyway, Al Koponim, Lamaisa, that's the Ziboyul Raka. Even when you turn somebody down, there's a different way. There was some kind of a tfiyah, some kind of tfiyah. So Lamaisa, those are the two Shuashim of Amalek. That's how Amalek comes. That's why, when it comes to Mechias Amalek, we have to be oiker Amalek from the Shoresh. So we have to work on Achdus, which is Mishlech Mones, Matam Slavyanim. That's Achdus of Klal Yisrael. We're getting rid of where Amalek came from. Taka, according to Manas Halevi, it's Givaldik, it's Lahagdul Reim. And we have to work on Emunah. Hashgacha Pratis. And that's Taka why we give Tztaka on Purim. By normally the whole year, you don't have to give tzedakah until you verify. You have to trust and verify. Right? You don't just give tzedakah normally. You have a right to verify. Well, if the person is, why? Otherwise, you'll just, all your money will go out. Purim is a halacha called apoyishit yad noisim loy. Purim, we show spitz. We have full bitachon b'ashem. We're not worried about our money. We're not worried about our money. And that's the whole union of the Megillah. The Megillah shows that everything is Hashgachas Hashem. Even the Teva. There's no Teva. That's why the whole Neis of Purim happened B'derech HaTeva. Because Amalek came to say that there's no Hashgacha. The Neis happened and the biggest Teva was the Hashgachas Hashem. That's Mechias Amalek. That's why reading the Megillah, the Marchesha says, Makayim Mitzvahs Mechias Amalek, when you read the Megillah. We have one day a week that's meir on the Hashgachas Hashem. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is the day where the whole Bria has to be kafuf, no melacha, no work, meir on Hashgachas Hashem. Memeila Shabbos is the day of Mechias Amalek. Shabbos is the day of Mechias Amalek. Because Shabbos alone is the best Mechias. Klal Yisrael were bothered. How could it be that the same Lashon is used by Shabbos as by Amalek? The same Lashon. How could it be that the Lashon of Zohar should be used when we try to elevate something? And the same Lashon, the Torah couldn't pick another Lashon? By Amalek? The Torah couldn't say, Yishom Elocha Pantishkach, like it says by Miriam. Right? Why Zohar? That was Klaiso's kasha. How could it be that the same Zohar? And Moshe Ben answered Klaiso, you have to understand. The Zohar of Shabbos alone makes that you're able to Zohar Luhuma Yul Abdoi. Through Zohar Ziyam Shabbos Lakache. The Torah Dafka used the same lashon that you should realize that it's through your Shabbos that you could destroy Amalek. Amalek is Mikra, Shabbos is Hashgacha Pratis. Shabbos is where we testify that the whole world is running by the Ravani Shlomo. That's why Parsha Zohar is dafka read on Shabbos. That answers that also. Why is it? Now I want to tell you like this. The Ramban zokt. The Ramban says in Parsha Yisroi that the emes is Zohar in Shabbos Lekatri is not only Shabbos. Everyone remembers that, right? The mitzvah Zohar in Shabbos is every day of the week. Every day of the week you have to remember Shabbos. Why? Because every day you have to remember it's the Rabbanu Shalom Zashkoch HaSabri. It's not just Shabbos. The whole week. Here Esther HaMalka is going to be stuck in Achashverosh's palace with the Kfira Beis HaTzlomim, like the Gemara says. Mamish, the worst of the worst. She wanted to be sure that she has Shabbos. The whole week she has Shabbos. How does she make herself live in a matzav of Zohar Zim Shabbos Lekatshe every single day? She made that her workers had names of the week, so that every day of the week she could say, today is the first day of the week. First day of the Shabbos. Zohar Zim Shabbos Lekatshe. Every time she called her maid, it was a Zohar Zim Shabbos Lekatshe. Monday, Zohar Zim Shabbos Lekatshe. Hoysamoyne bohem yimei HaShabbos. That's the pshat. And that's why she was zoyecha to be Mamali Mokum Sori Meinu, which I brought down last week. Sori Meinu, her Shpitz Magrego was Shabbos. Nerdol Mishabbos was Shabbos. That was the whole Sori Meinu. Vashti lost the Malucha because she was Taka Koifer in Ashgocha. She took the woman, they should work on Shabbos. Esther was the opposite. That's the aside. The Mahal says, hey, wait, it's late. This could keep on going. Right, I'll just tell you. The Maral says, what's the idea? What's takapshat? So he says, when your banishal makes a nest, the purpose of the nest, it should be a kovet shemayim. That's the purpose of a nest. Now, if a nest is going to happen, and you're not going to attribute it to the Rabbanu Shalom, then what's the whole tachlis of the nest? If a nest is going to happen and you're going to say, oh, okay, something happened, then there's no tachlis of the nest. So the whole purpose of a nest, of a ghoul, of a Yeshua, is to attribute it to the Rabbanu Shalom. Zokta Maral. So how does Hashem do a nest? Al Yidei, somebody who's maybe ghoula, who's Oymedov B'Shem Amrei, who's Miyachasit to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's why Oymedov B'Shem Amrei may be ghoula. So I was thinking, according to the Maral, it's Gevaldik, why Dafke Purim? We learn how Oyim Adavu B'Shem Amrei because the Yisoid of Purim is to destroy Amalek. The Yisoid of Amalek is to be Koifer in the Dover B'Shem Amrei, not to attribute it to the Rabbanu Shalom. The Nes happened Al Yidei Oyim Adavu B'Shem Amrei. That's the whole Yisoid of the Nes. The Nes happened through attributing it back to the Rabbanu Shalom. You help Rabbi Yisai. You help Lestutzach Do. The Mela. What was Mordechai Spitz Madrega? Yes, he was a goyin agoyinim, and yes, he was a tzaddik yisod olam. But why was the nace? Why was the nace of Purim Nasas al Yodai? Because he taught Klal Yisrael Shoma killed philosophy. He taught Klal Yisrael that the Yeshua came from the Rabbanu Shalom. The Yeshua came from us calling out to the Rabbanu Shalom being Einar Tfilis. And that also explains what we spoke about this morning. That's why Tanya says there's a chiluk of Yemei Apurim. Because that's Taka the Yisai. Rabbi said, this is just a tamtzis. This is really a 20-hour Dvar Torah. If you have to speak, by Shev Rav, you use this for 20 hours. Never 100 people have to listen to you. But this is just like a pekitz and nimwitz of the Yisai. But at least now the Olam has the Yisai. The Olam has the Yisai. Okay, we'll stop here.